fucking pole. All right, guys, welcome to Dad Podcast Round 2. We're here with Evan Heim.
David Krause.
Ross Falkware.
We're a couple weeks removed. We kind of missed two Fridays in a row. We're just busy, but we should be back now regularly, weekly.
Back at it.
So,
yeah, baby, we back.
All right, let's get started. So we got a couple core segments that we're going to kick it off with. So we're starting off with Grind My Gears or Off My Chest.
All right, so this week's edition of Off My Chest, I'll go with something that's been grinding my gears lately. I've been meaning to get it off. So, Cross, this might maybe a little blow to you, but diet sugar-free shit.
Yikes.
I'm not a fan.
I mean, sugar-free Red Bulls, fuck.
Red Bulls.
I don't understand. Like, okay. If you're going to drink something with all that, if you're going to get a heart attack, you're going to get one anyways. If you're going to drink a Red Bull, get a heart attack, you're going to get one if you drink sugar-free regular. Like, it doesn't matter. If you drink soda, why would you not just drink a regular goddamn soda?
Like, I agree, but...
It tastes better.
Me and Brody supposedly are on the shit with... I'm pretty sure that sugar-free Red Bulls are, like, extended release. Like, it gives me more energy. I swear to God. Like,
it has all those additives in it, though. And I don't give me an extended release.
I don't care.
Extended... What are you fucking blowing big load? Like, what's the deal?
You drink every fucking weekend, and you're worried about what you put in your body?
Huh?
You drink every weekend. So do we all
drink that real shit. I don't put sugar-free... I don't put all those additives in my body.
You put alcohol. Alcohol's worse,
dude. I'm au naturel, though. I don't drink diet sodas or diet Red Bulls.
I don't drink diet Red Bull. I only drink sugar-free Red Bull. Fuck you.
They don't make diet Red Bulls.
Yeah, fuck you.
All right. Fuck it. On to the next one. I don't like diet soda, but that's just me. On to the next.
You're soft.
All right. So the thing I want to get off my chest is, the emails from the school.
Ooh, that's God, a good one, dude.
Literally every day you get at least 10 to 15, maybe even 20 emails a day of random shit that does not pertain to you.
Leave
at
me
all.
Alone!
Like, let me pull my email real quick, right here. What do we got here? Salisbury University, research day at Salisbury University. I don't care.
I ain't researching shit. Care.
I'm not, that's not helping me at all. That's not
on a Friday. We're getting drunk. Stop.
Like, and what really blows me about that, Ross, is the fucking campus bulletins.
Oh, like, yes. My God. Every morning, 4 a.m. Every morning they come out. It's like, first off, one, nobody looks at those unless you're a complete absolute boner.
Yes.
Two, they have useless. Oh, Jesse is looking for a roommate for next year.
Nobody wants a room with Jesse. She's a bitch.
Jesse.
She's a boner.
Jesse, go a different route. You know, if you're listening to this, go a different route if you're going to try to get a roommate.
Transfer, hoe!
Campus bulletins are not the way to do it. Unless you're trying to...
Make some friends, retard!
come on. It's just so annoying. And so, with our email, we get most of our important stuff, like grades and all that stuff, we get emails from them. But every time you get one from the school, your phone goes off saying, hey, you got a new email from the school. I was like, all right, tight. So, like, something important came in. Nope, not at all.
Never.
Never pertains to my life at all.
Just fucking Becky looking for
a... And whenever you're expecting to get an important email, it doesn't come.
Yep.
No. Mm-hmm. No, you never get it.
All right. Well, what really I want to get off my chest, it's really been pissing me off lately. And I was back and forth between what I wanted to talk about, but... It's definitely going to have to be the Jehovah Witnesses that post up on campus, and specifically right in front of the fucking parking garage where I park. All right, I don't understand the point. Are they trying to recruit college students to become Jehovah Witnesses? Like,
it's a frat.
Are you kidding me? Like, yeah, what college student, and it's usually on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm pretty sure. Which college student is going to stop and take the time, grab a pamphlet, and learn about the fucking religion of the Jehovah's Witnesses?
And look, let's be honest. If they really want to recruit college students, they're doing it all wrong. Put out some food.
Yeah.
Put out some fucking
beer.
Red Bulls. Or
Red Bulls,
beer. Red Bull, not the sugar-free shit, the regular shit.
I just
put that shit out. Like,
I don't understand.
We don't want a pamphlet? Like, oh yeah, like... I only have like two papers to write and like three tests, but like, yeah, let me read this pamphlet about Jehovah's Witness.
I mean, that brings up another point too, is like all these people like standing on the sides of the road saying, hey, abortion's bad, or this is bad, or hey, this is good. That's not effective at all. First off, people are flipping you off. Yeah. Second off, people don't care. Third off, they're driving by, so they really aren't paying attention to you at all. And if you actually want to voice your opinion, totally off the subject, go door to door. It's more genuine. Poli-sci major.
Hey.
A Jehovah Witness major. I'm like, shit. Alright, well, that I just want to get that off my chest because I'm... As me and Ross here know, we're the right ones. And
dude, honestly, Catholics are right.
And they're wrong.
Catholics are right.
Alright, so next segment. Alright, next segment. Are we going to go and do a bar moment?
Bar moment.
Alright, let's hear it, Ross. What do you got?
Alright, so I really didn't have anything good for bar moment of the week. But last night, saw my coworker Jeremiah from Mackey's. He was there.
Shout out.
As soon as I saw him, he looks at me and we just go, "Hey, boss." He goes, "Oh, boss." I'm like, "Puka." He's like, "Yeah, okay, boss." So we go up to our other coworker, Nick Yancey, also a bartender at Brew River, great bar on Tuesdays, Thursdays,
and Fridays.
We go up to him.
Sometimes
we walk up. He's doing something. He turns around, looks at us, smiles, and just goes, "Oh, boss." You know, it's just kind of an inside thing of Maggie's, but anytime, like, we see each other out, we just go, "Okay, boss," little pre-story.
Pre-nup.
So at work, we're all bussers, and whenever a server asks us to do something, we just go, "Okay, boss, okay, whatever, boss." Because, you know, they never say please, they just demand stuff of you, whatever.
Pussy.
So we just go, "Okay, boss." So from then on, we all just, "Okay, boss, okay, whatever you, okay, I work, okay." So that was my bar moment of the week.
There you go.
Wasn't that good, but
big boss always.
A little inside story. Still,
yeah, I appreciate it. A little restaurant inside joke.
All right, my bar moment. I kind of have two, but they're not long stories, so that's why I got two. First one was from a couple weeks ago, since we're a couple weeks removed. So I went to Warehouse. That's a Saturday night bar here, or if you're Ross, Wednesday. So I drank a couple barrels. I was chilling, and then next thing you know, I was thrown up in a fucking urinal. So yeah, I end up projectile vomiting in the urinal, and I mean, still beat though. That was good. But there was that.
Hey man, we all puke in urinals every now and then.
I mean, it's whatever.
It's,
just,
it's a part phase. Of life. We all go.
So there was that phase, and then I also actually what happened last night, and this is it's kind of geek. So I didn't spend a dime last night. For some reason, Crawl bought all of my drinks, and with that I passed. So.
Fucking Crawl, dude.
and you all know Crawl from last week. I'm sure you fucking know him. But all right, my bar member of the week. So obviously a couple weeks removed, I went down to visit my friend at Auburn last weekend.
How was that?
A football game. Oh, boy, it was a time. It was a time for sure.
LSU, baby.
Did you have any like difficulty with the Hurricane Florence?
Fuck no. I can't. Shit. My dad tried to tell me not to go on the trip. Bruh. I spent like $500 on the game and the airplane tickets.
Well, you spent like seven.
I spent like five. Seven, dude. Boy. I spent like five, a little over five. Probably seven in total. Plus like
yeah, there you go.
All that shit, but like, I don't know. But anyways, went down to Auburn. Probably went to the biggest bar that I've ever been in my life. I mean, obviously, 21 years old, but still, this shit is big. From my hometown, we get a couple big bars. Like, we have a few Secrets, if and Jamaica, USA, yeah, man, fuck it. Kind of sucks, but. but look, Sky Bar in Auburn, that was the fucking biggest bar I've ever been in my life.
You got a Sky Bar in OC?
That's different. Not the same. Sky Bar in OC?
I mean, yeah, I bet it's way different, but I mean, tight. It's got levels to this shit.
But, Meek Mill. Yo, this one. You go up a level, there'd be a bar. Next level, you go down a little bit, there'd be like an inside level. There's a fucking huge-ass club in the middle of it. It was crazy. So, walk in the club, kind of hanging out a little bit. And I see this mom come up to me, and I'm like, okay, what's going on?
Nice.
So, We get a little mom action going on. Grind with the mom for a little bit. And,
Sorry, Snapchat,
Had to do it.
All right.
So this mom comes up. I'm just like, hey, what's going on? You Auburn fan or LSU fan? And she goes, LSU, baby! And I just turn around. She's kind of hot, too.
Okay, she's hot.
Well, she went to LSU. She's an LSU fan, so there's not that many teams.
Was it Bridget? I could see Bridget going.
Anyway, I denied a hot mom because I was part of the culture that weekend. I had to.
That's an L.
I had to. No.
You don't deny a hot MILF.
Not pre-game day. I looked at Jack, and he goes, no. And I was like, all right.
I mean, I denied hot. I made up with two fucking MILFs this
summer.
She was
hot, like, for an LSU fan, the mom down there, I was like,
these Baton Rouge girls, man.
Sometimes it'd be that way, yikes. But not a great bar moment. I've been a couple weeks removed, so. What's some sleep? What we got coming up next, Ross? What we got?
Some quick tips?
Quick tip?
You got a quick tip?
Cross, why don't you straighten and strike?
All right, so just the tip.
Just the tip.
Just the tip.
Hey, right. But the tip counts.
All right. Well,
the tip always counts.
Just don't open a tab and leave your card there, especially in a college town, because you're gonna forget that shit.
Always paying cash. That's a Tim Heim thing.
I mean,
Tim always pays in cash.
All right, you're right in a sense. So when I first turned 21, I always paid in cash because I'm definitely gonna forget my card, but. As I kind of matured into my 21-year-old phase, I started opening up tabs, and I have never forgot to close out a tab.
I only think...
Can you at Mackey's? I
left
like,
one at Mackey's.
You thought, definitely did.
I thought I did. I went in, and I did not.
See, but the only... all right, the only...
I came in, and I was free. I was like, I'm so sorry. They're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I didn't pay my tab. They're like, yeah, you did. I was like
oh. All
right.
No, the only thing is like... If you do that here, I feel like if you do that at Brew, some hoes are going to overhear you and be like, oh, yeah, I'm on his tab, and just throw it on there. Like, fuck that. You buy your drinks.
Nah. That very rarely happens. Unless, like, the person's around, a bartender's not going to throw a drink on someone's tab just because.
Well, yeah. I'm among...
It's like, you would think it happens, but it doesn't.
Yeah. Well, that's my tip. Ross?
All right. My tip, do it for the clout.
Oh.
Any day. You find an opportunity, seize the opportunity, carpe diem, seize the day.
Seize the goddamn day, baby. Do it for the clout.
Remember that little Instagram post I had, throwing up? Well, not throwing up, I was spitting out foam, but everyone thinks I was throwing up. I got some clout on that.
Exactly. You got 50 comments. Yeah.
50 comments, almost 500
I don't
likes.
Even have 50
Varsity
friends.
Varsity Salisbury, and then not honestly, the biggest, but still.
It was for the clout. It was for the clout. And
for the clout,
for the brand, for the clout, for the snap.
In today's society, everything's about clout. That's it.
People fuck for clout. People.
Social media is clout. People love the clout.
Is Gucci built?
Alright.
That's my quick tip. Do it for the clout.
I'm with it.
Do it for the clout.
Alright, Evan, what's your quick tip? Something quick deep, tip. Probably not drink freaking sugar free Red Bulls.
Quick tip. Red Bulls. If it ain't foreign, then it's boring. Like. Let's do it.
Hard pass on that.
Sorry, bro.
American made, brother.
Come get this V-dub. It's all about that foreign.
I mean, let's be honest.
Honestly, Suzuki.
Let's be
honest. Ross is whipping foreign.
Hey, GMC, baby.
McKenzie's whipping foreign. Special guest. You guys don't know about her, but you're going to see.
You'll be hip.
Yeah.
It's going to be tight. It's going to be tight.
It'll be a good time.
Hey, just a quick, real quick. White Claw, Ruby Grapefruit. Fucking disgusting.
Yeah, I don't like. Honestly,
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love grapefruit drinks. Love them.
I was gonna say hot seat grapefruit drinks. Hate them. Grapefruit crushes. Awful.
I'm not a big grapefruit
false.
Guy.
And our guest hates
no,
those.
No, they you, suck. No, you have to.
Don't
you have
buy
to figure
her
it
one.
Out. You have to figure it out. So what I did at Mackey's where I would get a grapefruit crush, but instead of Sprite, I would get tropical Red Bull.
Red Bull.
It is obviously not amazing. No, it's not sugar free. It is
not.
Amazing. I'm not gonna lie.
Diabetic
one of my ass. Hands down, one of my favorite drinks. Hands down.
That sounds good.
Actually does sound
good. I don't like grapefruit at all. Like grapefruit crushes. I think they don't have flavor. Like
yeah,
they taste like
they're
shit.
Like bitter.
But if you add like some that shit in there with some real
some
sugar,
zest.
It was good. It was good. You got that natural sugar and you got that artificial sugar, baby. Woo!
Oh, don't get me wrong.
God damn.
We're going to go back on this. I'm not against sugar. If I see a Mountain Dew with real cane sugar, you know I'm getting that shit.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew. All
right, whatever. So, all right,
bitches, what we got next?
We got a new segment. All right. Suggested by Evan, so it might be beat, but Salisbury Slums. Just kind of like a little background on that. So, fuck Salisbury. Interesting ass place, but you see a lot of weird shit here. So, this is kind of a segment to explain what goes on in Salisbury a little bit. So, we're going to start off with Evan this time.
Salisbury Slums.
This Heim.
Hey. Sometimes Salisbury can really be that way. And not very recent, but I have almost been A, murdered in a Wawa, and B, almost raped in a Wawa. So male rape is a thing. Let's just
don't let the media fool you.
Seriously, don't let the fake news media put you down.
CNN, NBC.
If you're out there, fellas, I'm talking to you. Let it be known. Please. So, one day, we're going to a movie in Wawa. Right down the street.
Going to a movie in Wawa? Nice.
Going to a movie, stopping at Wawa.
There you go.
Yeah, good looks. And so I'm in there, chilling, getting some snacks, obviously, because, I mean, you already know what the fuck's going on.
Hi, boys.
And standing there, this one guy comes up. Tap on. One bloodshot eye looking. He looked like a chameleon ass motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
One red eye one way, normal ish kind of eye, the complete opposite direction. This guy walks in. I'm standing there, getting some food. He looks at the cashier and he goes, "Y'all got MLF all right?" I'm like, "Huh? What?" He was trying to ask for a particular type of cigarette. I don't know what the fuck he was trying to say. Marble, something.
Crackheads, dude.
Yeah, these crackheads.
They need their fix.
Newport.
Either way.
Newports, dude.
He didn't get what the fuck he wanted. He told the cashier he was going to fucking kill him. And I start laughing because, like, shit's kind of funny. Obviously. So he turns around. I can't tell because he's got that fucking chameleon ass eye. I don't know if he's talking to me or the fucking cashier. He's like, "I want to kill you, motherfucker." I'm like, "Yo." So I took that shit, ran out the door, and then we're out. Salisbury Slums, baby. You don't know what's coming. You never know what's coming.
All right, my take.
Especially on the Wawa.
That Wawa, I can attest. Oof. Bad place. Oof. But my Salisbury Slums is, it's actually pretty much like not even a quarter mile down the road from there. Whenever I go to my girlfriend's apartment in like University Orchards, like across Salisbury a little bit, you gotta cross these train tracks, and the train tracks that I cross, they were by the Acme, the grocery store, which is also by a fucking homeless shelter or feeding place, is fucking horrible. I mean, that shit is like scary. I drove past it the other day with my windows down, and
dude, you never know what you're gonna encounter.
They're yelling.
Honestly, anywhere in Salisbury, you could be driving somewhere, and the next thing you know, you got 60 coked out people trying to break into your cat.
Like, seriously, like, I was driving, and I had some music, I was bumping, you know, I'm always bumping, and I swear to God, this person looked me right in the face and was like, "Motherfucker, I was fucking just screaming at me," and I was just like, "Okay, well, this is it.
Today's the day
that either I die or I lose it." So, and that's my Salisbury fucking slums.
Alright, so my Salisbury slums just refers to the Salisbury community as a whole. So we have Route 13, which is like the main highway from like Virginia all the way up to Delaware. And we get a bunch of people driving through there. It's whatever, you know, if you stay off 13, usually you're fine. There are so many side streets. And the drivers in Salisbury are awful.
Oh, God.
Fucking awful. You get one person going 50 miles an hour on a 30 riding your ass, and you have the person in front of you driving 25. We're also a college town, so you never know when you get a drunk asshole or you get a cracked out
whoever,
or someone, or someone trying to flex in the car that their dad bought them and drive 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, or some asshole in a navy blue Ford F-150. Yeah, like,
like, it just blows my mind how bad honestly, just in general, how bad people are at driving.
It's
baffling.
It's a very simple concept.
I genuinely think that. I mean, it would be a pain in the dick, don't get me wrong, but there should be some type of renewal system where you gotta renew your license, but actually take a fucking test. So you get all these old-ass people that can't drive.
Honestly, brings me up real quick. Remember when we were at Roadhouse?
Yeah.
That old dude. Oh my god. So this guy is about to pull into Roadhouse, and there's like a little street that takes you to it. He is up full on the windshield, probably couldn't see shit, driving about 5 miles an hour. And this is maybe like 200 feet. It took him forever.
That was cool.
And he didn't turn on a turn signal, so I'm sitting there going, do I go? Do I not go?
That was pretty funny.
Love that.
Literally, this dude had to bend like 80 plus.
Not the Suzuki, dude.
80 plus. 80 plus. And I was like genuinely nervous for one, this guy driving, two, anyone
on the road.
Yeah, it honestly is just scary. It's scary.
Honestly, old people on the road, they can kind of fuck off, but at the same time...
But Nana was whipping us too.
I was about to say, Nana kind of whips. Like, there's some old people...
She took off on y'all on that fucking
Nana
red light.
Hit the yeet. She went, wah! Nana hit the yeet on us.
She just was like, I didn't mean to do that.
There's two types of old people. Old people that yeet. And those who don't. The ones that don't are the ones that go 5 miles an hour in a goddamn Roadhouse parking lot.
And bruh, that's
just assault. Park the fucking car.
Someone
nut on my fucking white claws. I don't blame them. No, honestly, I do the same thing.
Alright, that's our Salisbury freaking slums.
Yikes.
It looks like we're about at the time for a Would You Rather, but what we decided is we're going to add in our special guest then too. I just want to say welcome to our special guest, Mackenzie. Mackenzie, say hi. It's my girlfriend. So,
hello.
Yikes.
Welcome, Mackenzie.
Mackenzie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah.
Give us a little quick bio. What's...
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a thing.
We'll do it live.
We're doing it live.
You come sit over here.
Well, yeah. Come over here so you can.
It's gotta be comfortable. Yeah. Come on. Guys, Mackenzie Middleton. Everybody.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah. All right.
I don't know if I'm ready.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Give a little background.
A little about myself.
Where are you from?
Yeah, where are you from?
What do you do?
From Annapolis, Maryland.
All right.
Nice. Wow.
So, Salisbury University.
All right.
Oh, wow.
A little slurry.
Yeah, a little slurry, a little drunk.
Hey, that's what we do here.
She got served tonight, so she's feeling herself.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah, well, you guys ordered your drinks, didn't get carded, so I felt like it was just a free pass for me to just...
It's obligatory almost,
send
right?
It.
It's a free market, so...
Exactly.
It's free real estate.
Fuck big government.
She offered up...
Mark Street.
She offered up the free real estate, and no, I just took advantage of it.
Again, carpe diem, seize
the
day.
I was introduced to the infamous grape bomb.
Ooh.
Tasted like Tylenol.
Eat a dick.
Grape bombs fuck.
I'll honestly, it's
grape bombs are my favorite bombs.
Not the worst.
Fucking Jaeger, fucking orange, fucking cherry.
Not the worst thing I've ever tasted, but not the best. Like,
I'm with that.
It wasn't enjoyable, but then again, it wasn't terrible. Really
heavy. Well, alcohol fucking is terrible.
Yeah, alcohol's horrible.
I think
in the
we've
first
all
place.
Drank worse things to get us drunk before.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
this. Right here.
Well, tweets are pretty good, but...
These little...
Tweets?
Going back to my first... One in doubt, twist it out.
No complaints.
One in doubt, crank it out.
The twisty boys are pretty good.
No complaints.
All right, so we're going to hop right into Would You Rather?
Yeah, Kraus, you want to start it?
Yeah, Kraus, go ahead. Take the honorary start.
All right, mine's kind of like lame, whatever, but this is what I thought of. All right. Would you rather drink sugar-free? No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm fucking with you. But it actually is... Would you rather there only be liquor out there? Only liquor or only beer?
Oh, damn.
I've thought about this a lot.
That's a tough one.
I've had some really really good high self-conversation in the shower. Well,
high tide, yo, peep high tides later.
Shout out, coming soon. Soon come.
Is there chasers? Like, is there still
Yeah. There's mixed drinks chasers, but like
but you don't
no beer ever.
Yikes.
Me, honestly, liquor. I'm going liquor.
Yeah.
I'll go liquor. Really? I love beer. Don't get me wrong. I'm a man who loves beer, but...
I'd go with beer.
If you give me liquor...
Beer? That's a beer from McKinsey.
Hey. It's a tough one, all right. Though.
All right, all right. We're on 1-1.
I just think there's a lot McKinsey, of...
why do you say beer?
Yeah, why do you say beer? Well, explanation.
Just like beer. Beer never does me dirty.
Eh?
All right, man.
It's the biggest supporter in my life.
Got a little alcoholic over here.
Probably. Well, also, are you... Is it just yourself? Like, are you alone? Like, what? Like, what's the deal? Like, do you have other people with you, or can you?
Only I think others like, in general.
Oh, is that a question to me?
It's just like
no, just whatever. General? Go to the bar, you hang out with friends. It doesn't matter. Just there's no such thing as beer in the world, or such thing as liquor. You got to pick one or the other.
I'm going lick.
You going lick? I'm going beer. Lick. All right, Ross.
I've got to say beer.
You got to no say doubt. Beer.
There are just so many different types of beers out there. I mean, all right. Same thing with liquor. However, most liquor tastes about the same.
Yeah,
beer you can do so many different things with.
Yeah,
all right.
And
besides tonight, I don't think I've drank liquor in
this
like
semester.
A couple.
Of I mean, I'm a big liquor. Guy. Liquor's awesome. Don't get me wrong. Liquor's fucking awesome, especially when you're trying to get drunk or you're trying to get like a mixed drink, something like that. Awesome.
Well,
however, beer does it for me, no doubt. And you getting home, long day of work. Do you want? Beer. A cold vodka soda, or do you want a cold beer? I want a nice fucking cold beer.
I'm going to be honest.
Right out the fridge. I'm going to... With a frosty mug. Oh.
I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to ruin this whole thing, but I got to side with Evan, and I got to say liquor, because you can do so much other shit. So now we're 2-2 divided, but... You just can do so much stuff with liquor. You can have mixed drinks. You can have shots. You can have...
Can you beer bong liquor?
Yeah.
No.
You can.
Yes, you can.
This is America. You can do whatever you want.
It's not healthy.
Mark Street.
Not
maybe. But do you really enjoy a beer bong? Like
no, you don't enjoy...
No, you don't... No.
It's not called a liquor bong. It's called a beer bong.
True. We don't have liquor...
Hey, when in Rome.
Liquor bong.
When in Rome, do as the Romans. That's also my quick tip.
Yeah.
All right. Evan?
You already won.
Oh.
No, so I didn't.
Would you rather?
Okay. Would you rather be anorexic or obese?
McKinsey, your first take.
That's a good one.
It's a hard one.
It is. It's tough.
Probably not obese, but like, does this include...
No, it's one or the other. You gotta do one.
You
or
can't
the
pick
other.
In between.
Probably anorexic.
Like middle spectrum of both.
So I mean,
like,
you still
you're
gotta,
like dumb skinny, but like you're pretty goddamn
you
fat.
You can still enjoy the food, but then be skinny. But
no, anorexic.
No, that's not bulimic. Oh boy, we picked a really drunk special guest.
Well,
throw it back to fifth grade.
There's some differences. I understand,
five,
but
four.
I'll pass it on to you.
So, is that
so what's your final...
I said anorexic.
Alright.
Okay.
I'm gonna say anorexic too, because honestly, like, yes, I would love to enjoy food, but like, I'm gonna go off the grid a little bit, be a little fucked up right here, but don't you get a little uncomfortable when you see an obese person in public? Like,
get really uncomfortable when you see a completely skinny person in public?
I feel like you
like
can...
Like, nothing?
I feel like you can hide skinny more than you can hide fat.
That's true.
Fat? Yeah. Like, that shit ain't going nowhere. Like,
yeah, exactly.
All right, that's my take. Ross?
I'm going obese. Obese? No doubt in my mind.
You eat whatever you want, drink whatever
food.
You want. Yeah.
Oh, food is fucking great. You can taste. You can eat whatever the fuck you want.
Have
to worry
fun
about
with
it.
The diabetes.
Have fun with all the health problems you have with not eating.
That's true, too.
There's both negatives and positives.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at the end of the day... Don't you want to go out there and be able to try whatever the hell you want instead of not be... Like, you have a nice plate of whatever the fuck... Like, your favorite meal in front of you. You can't eat that if you're anorexic.
True.
You cannot eat that.
All right, Evan, what's your take?
This is a really hard one for me, and that's why I asked it. But, it might sound weird, but I'm good with Ross. I'd rather be obese.
I'm surprised by that, because you're...
Me too.
Exactly.
Health free.
I'm not health free.
All right, you're not Connor, but...
Exactly.
You're
like,
health conscious.
You guys know, like...
Health conscious. There you go.
I would much rather, for my whole life, enjoy, like, being able to just eat whatever the fuck I want, drink what I want. Like, that's why I go to the
that's
gym.
That's another thing. You can't drink if you're anorexic.
That, right. That's why I go to the gym, so I can eat and drink what I please.
And like, still look decent.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, if I'm anorexic,
me
like,
more than you.
What am I going to eat? Like,
fucking like, hey, shout out Dad Podcast, though.
Shout out. That's, hey, Ross, that's why we needed that. Dad Podcast.
Yeah, we got stickers coming soon.
Just wait. Keep a lookout.
We got a website, maybe. I don't know. If we ever get a wave of production, we'll do something.
Dick Towel's coming.
All right, Ross, what's your would you rather? Last question for...
That's sort of tight. All right, so my would you rather, nothing too crazy, but it's mind-boggling. Would you rather be alone for the rest of your life?
Ouch.
Or always surrounded by people that annoy you?
Mm. Ooh, that's a...
Mackenzie, what do you got?
Let's go get deep out here. What do you got? I
know my answer.
I know Mackenzie's answer.
In the present situation, I feel like I'm already surrounded by people.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, guys. Yeah, Robert. Fuck, oh, all right, cool.
You guys.
All right, oh, present situation. That is us three and you.
Boyfriend of a year and a half, I guess. Wow, fuck me.
I feel like I can deal with that.
So what's your answer?
Yeah.
The first.
Ooh. Okay.
Yikes.
Lonely boys. All right, well, my answer, I'd rather be in, around people that piss me off because, honestly, I really enjoy...
Said.
The first one was being alone.
Oh, no, I meant that.
All right, well, that's two for being around people that piss you off because I can't be alone. I do not like being alone. I enjoy my, like, quiet time once in a while, but, like, ever since I've really gotten to college, I've really, like, realized that I gotta be around my boys and, like, my boys annoy me, so.
It's already, different, though. I feel like it's the people that you, like...
Like, really piss me off. Like,
yeah,
being
like
around a
really
bunch of, like,
gears, like...
Who grinds my gears?
All right, like, being around like, a bachelorette party 24/7.
Fuck. Oh, shit.
That's a lot to ask.
That's a lot.
My answer is going to be the same from to begin with.
All right, Evan, what do you got?
I'm alone. Alone. I'd rather be alone.
Lonely fag. All right, Ross, what do you got?
Why?
Why?
I already know the answer.
Hey. I hate. If you, like, piss me off continuously, Jesus Christ, I would just rather, like, just bool. I can bool. I can find shit to do. If you put me alone on an island, like, I can bool. I can, like, climb a fucking tree or some shit. Like, I don't know.
I Wilson.
Or, like, nine trees. Like, whatever the fuck. Like, whatever.
I lose it.
Like.
Alright, well.
I don't know. I just, like. If you piss me off continuously, you're just like, I love being with people. I really don't like being alone that much, but if it's someone that really, like, if we're talking about someone that really pisses you off.
Yeah, true.
Then fuck no.
Like a room full of Connors, dude.
I'd rather be the fuck alone. Like,
it's like, I love Connor, but.
In a room full, I could do a room full of Connors. Like, that's fine. But, like, people that actually piss me off. People
that,
really,
all
like,
right.
Piss me off. I could not do it.
Ross,
I'd rather be alone.
Ross, what do you got, Ross?
Ross.
I'm going to split down the middle for the third consecutive Would You Rather, and I'm going to go by myself, no doubt.
I can see that.
Because I hate people. I hate people to begin with.
Well, same, but...
No doubt, I fucking hate people. I love people. I'm like, I'm a social person, but I hate people.
I feel like most social people hate people. Honestly?
Honestly,
just
because
I hate when people. When I'm alone, I can dictate how I'm feeling.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that.
I can dictate how I'm feeling. Yeah.
All right.
But when you got fucking annoying ass people around you, you're always continuously pissed off. And that's all you are.
It doesn't matter.
At least when you're alone, you can be pissed off at yourself. Or you can be happy because you're just hanging out by yourself. Like, what's better than being alone by yourself, maybe hanging out in a hammock by a fire?
Okay, well, now if we're talking
a little weed.
If we have that, then alone every day. But, I mean...
The question was, whoa.
I didn't take.
Whoa,
am I persuading you?
Yeah.
Oh,
cater ooh. Bitch.
We can.
Hey.
All right. Well, I'm not changing my answer, but
now you're not.
Yeah.
All right. So that's all we got. We might have a little high tide segment. Not quite sure yet.
Stay posted.
Stay posted. But thanks for tuning in to Dad Podcast, guys.
It was fun. I'm glad we got back at it.
Yeah.
I had a good time.
We're going to try to keep at it. So I guess we're signing off here with David.
Ross.
Evan.
And our special guest.
She forgot her name. It's fine.
Mackenzie. Oh, hey, Jesus. All right. Well, that's it from Dad Podcast. So do.
Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.